Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll continue a message I began yesterday, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 17, tells us, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." What is the will of the Lord? Well, we know God's Word, Scripture, gives us the guideposts, the way in which we should walk. A little bit further down in that same chapter, verses 8 through 10, it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord." So what is the will of God? God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We do receive the Holy Spirit when we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell within our spirit man. But there is an empowering that God desires to give, as He spoke to His apostles, His disciples, "Don't go anywhere, just go back to Jerusalem and wait until you be endued with power from on high." And the empowering of the Holy Spirit enables us, gives us the power to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ, to have victory and to walk in joy and in righteousness in our own personal lives. And so God wants us to not only be righteous in His eyes, and we do that by the blood of Jesus and by a willingness to obey Him. And that's you know, there are countless scriptures. I won't repeat what I shared on yesterday, but the fact is we cannot just verbally say that we're Christians, "Lord, Lord," you know, and not do what He tells us, because the true servant of God does what his Lord commands him to do. And so we have a twofold challenge as the body of Christ. And for years I have, you know, we understand historically from the Word of God that Jesus had a messenger that went before Him in the spirit and power of Elijah. And we understand very clearly from Scripture, from the words of Jesus, that that forerunner, if you will, that messenger was John the Baptist. Now, in the second return of our Lord, which will come at the end of days when He comes in His glory and all the nations of the world will see Him coming in the clouds of His glory, that we, as the body of Christ, there are many wonderful ministries God has raised up, but on the whole, it is not a single voice as it was John the Baptist, but it's the body of Christ. Not just those ministers or pastors who are on television or radio, but the body of Christ, the individual members. We have a ministry. We have a testimony. We're to reflect the grace of God, to speak of what He has done in our lives. And so we have a challenge. We're to prepare the way of the Lord in two realms, within our own lives and hearts, and then being a testimony, creating it outside of ourselves in terms of our example and our witness to others. And so this is a choice that we make. We express our love and devotion, not just by our words to the Lord or to others, but that we, with our actions, are diligent to show us good stewards of the grace that has been given to us. Hebrews 2 and 1 says, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 says, "Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God." So we have a personal responsibility as far as our own life, and then we can, as God provides opportunity, evangelize as He makes the way. When a man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Isaiah 58 and 12 says, "We are the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Now, as we look at the times we're living in, we are living in evil times. Psalm 37 and 19 says, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed." Take this as a promise, beloved. "In the evil time and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied." God will provide for our needs. And so God is desiring to pour out His Spirit, to fill us with His Spirit anew and afresh, because we are ready to receive those times of blessing for the Lord. We are living in an accepted time. Isaiah 49 and 8 says, "Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation I have helped thee." Another translation puts it this way, "In the hour of my favor I answered you and aided you when the day for rescue dawns." Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 2 says, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So what do we hear in that passage of Scripture? We can't put off for some future time our salvation. You know, many people, you may have done that in your life before you were saved. I know someone was witness to me about Jesus, and I wasn't ready. I was like, God, thank you very much, but that I didn't want to hear it. But there is a time the Holy Spirit, in the course of the events of our lives, prepares our heart. And there is a time, a day of salvation for us, and there's an accepted time. In fact, this entire period of time, this age from when Jesus left us until His return, it's a time of grace, the time of grace for the church of Jesus Christ, a time when His grace is being poured out, His Spirit upon all flesh, that those that will respond will hear with their heart the words of salvation shall come and return to the Lord. And so we should avail ourselves of this very special time, the closing hours of the age of grace. There are times of refreshing. The Lord has promised that. Acts 3 and 19. The context of this was Peter and John went to the temple at the ninth hour, and the man who was lame, who was sitting by the gate beautiful, was healed. Peter reached out, took him by the hand, and he was restored to wholeness. And the crowd, as a result, had gathered in Solomon's porch. And what was his message to them? He said, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." And 2 Peter also counsels us in the 5th chapter, verse 6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." Our desire should be to have the very character of Jesus Christ. He came in humility. He came as a servant. Jesus clarified that at the Last Supper. I came among you as a servant, ministering to you. And we are to minister to one another, to minister to those in need. For a time is coming, just as Jesus, he departed this earth as a humble servant, But beloved, when he comes back, he is coming as a lion of the tribe of Judah. He came with humility. He came offering salvation. And in this period of grace that God is giving to us, only he knows how long it is. Whenever Jesus returns, that time of grace will end, and it will be a time of outpouring of the wrath and anger of Almighty God and judgment upon the nations, those who have resisted and refused to bow their knee to God. It'll be an incredible time. But God is giving us, for believers right now, and I know the battles can be fierce, but God is, I feel a hope and a faith rising up in my spirit that I've not walked in a long time. There's an increase. There's a good time of blessing ahead, times of refreshing. And not only that, times of healing, beloved. Let me share three passages that are very beautiful. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verse 17, and this is the Lord speaking. And he speaks, he wasn't only speaking to the people, the Israelites of Jeremiah's time, he is speaking universally and for all time to those who will listen to his words. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Do you need health restored spiritually, emotionally, physically? He will heal thee of the wounds the enemies afflicted, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. And Exodus 15 and 26 says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He goes on to clarify, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, I will bring none of these diseases which I brought upon the Egyptians. And the final scripture I'll share with you, Psalm 147, verse 3, a beautiful promise. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Lord, there are many that need healing, as that are listening to my voice right now, many that need to experience those times of healing, the time of refreshing. Grant it now in Jesus' name. You said you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh in the end times. And Lord, that you want us to be filled with the spirit. So Father, refresh and impart a measure of your strength, your anointing, your purpose, your zeal, that we might be a glorious church filled with the power, the anointing of God, that we will find blessing and give you pleasure walking in the ways of God to this generation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.